So, you stayed at the gas station for about a year and a half. Where were you living at that time?
Morton Street.
The upstairs? Yeah. What did you do after you finished the gas station?
I don't remember it. I did much of anything. I seem to think of anything special that I did.
Did you give up the gas station because of your health?
No. Guess it got to where it was too much for me to do with that. I can't remember now, just what. It was, didn't amount to too much anyway.
Did you enjoy living in Malone?
Well, I never enjoyed living in the village as well as I did living out in the country.
What did you find that you didn't like about the village?
Well, I can't say that I didn't, there was anything special I didn't like, but I liked being out better.
Did you do much hunting?
No.
Or fishing?
Some, but not a lot of it.
Would you go up into Canada to hunt or fish, Aaron?
I used to, when I worked for Goodrose Machinery Company, I made several trips up into Canada.
To hunt and fish?
To fish.
Yeah.
Not to hunt.
Who would you go with?
Well, I always went up for the company and took some customers. That was, we used to entertain some of our best customers on the fishing trip. And I made a couple of trips up there with my boss.
Did you have any close calls up there in a boat or anything like that?
No.
Any big fish?
No big ones. I had some good catches, but never any big fish.
What was your wife doing all the time? You were working for Goodrose and in Alaska and at the Sears Roebuck Furniture Department.
Nothing.
She was pretty much at home.
Yes.
Could you tell what she was like?
Well, she was a very quiet person, good housekeeper, good mother.
Did she enjoy living in Malone?
I think so.
When did she pass away?
In October. '67.
And then you moved here to One Monroe.
I was here before She was in the Lucy nursing home for when I moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the nursing home for 5 years before she went to the hospital. She was in the hospital for 80 days.
Did she have strokes?
Well, she had a very bad one when the last end. It was 80 days that she never knew any of us.
Mm-hmm.
She was up in the Lucy nursing home, and they got her all up ready for breakfast, and she's sitting in her chair ready for breakfast, and they went out to the kitchen to get it and bring it in to her. And when they got in there, she was out like a light. Never came to after that.
Mm-hmm. Of all the jobs you had, which job did you like the best?
Well, I think a job with Good Road Machinery Company was the, was the best job I ever had.
Did you enjoy farming?
Yes. The only trouble was, in those days, I couldn't make money enough to suit me.
You like to have a fairly good income. Enjoyed it.
I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was always my ambition, but I never seemed to. Any time that I ever got ahead a little bit, my wife would end up in the hospital and use up all that I'd got ahead. She had a great deal of trouble.
Did you always continue a member over here of the Congregational Church?
Until I changed and went up to the Belmont Church a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. How has the Congregational Church changed in the years you've been going to it, from the time you were a boy until just a few years ago?
Oh, I don't know if there's any great change in it.
You notice a difference in the quality of the ministers?
Well, of course, Dr. McIntosh was so outstanding that I couldn't help but notice the difference. Dr. McIntosh was probably the smartest man they ever had here. It was in my mind, anyway.
Mm-hmm. How has Malone changed since you started to live in it, besides the obvious things of buildings going up and buildings going down?
Well, what do you mean?
Have the people changed? Are they different from the way they used to be?
Oh, yes, there's been a big change in the people, but there's a great many of them that are much more prosperous than they used to be.
And there are some that have gone downhill.
Not too many. But there's been a great deal of prosperity here, especially in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Well, in your in the manufacturing that's being done here, and then of course the snowmobile business in the last few years has been a big thing for this part of the country. You take a look out east of the railroad track there now and see what's going on. They spend, according to reports, they spend $500,000 out there in that one plant.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. Saw it several months ago.
Well, I was surprised. I was by there 2 days ago. You wouldn't know the place.
No. The east end of town has, across the tracks, has changed completely from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Cut down all the trees.
Yeah.
Took Tom and Eddie's away.
Yeah.
What's been your opinion of the presidents you've lived through? Have you think that changes have been for the better or for the worse in the last 10, 20 years?
Well, I don't know just what to... We've had so much war that it's hard to figure out what... I don't know how to answer that question.
Did you think the country was better when you were younger?
Oh, I couldn't say that. We've had a lot of improvements in the country, and there's been a lot of prosperity. If it hadn't been for so much war, this would be quite a country. In fact, it is quite a country today. We can just get this war over with.
You were usually a Republican, or always a Republican?
I was always a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Not but what I voted for Democrats, but I naturally a Republican.
Do you think there's more ill feeling between the Republicans and the Democrats now, or was there more hard feelings years ago?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't say that it was hard feelings. It's just...
Rivalry.
Rivalry, that's all.
Did you see it more stronger years ago, or do you think it's stronger nowadays?
I think perhaps it's stronger today than it used to be.
What did your father used to say about the Democrats?
My father was a Democrat.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Hmm. So why did you become a Republican?
Well, I wasn't too keen about some of the Democrats in the country at the time.
Uh-huh.
I guess that was probably as much of an influence as anything that I had.
Years ago, was there much hard feeling between the Catholics and the Protestants?
Never. I never thought there was. And I don't think there is today. In fact, I think they're getting closer together right now than they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a great many good Catholic friends.
Do you think it would be a good thing if the church is united?
I think it would be a nice thing if it was all one church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it can be brought about, though.